go to Chris Ballas from TheWolverine.com. The Michigan insider is standing by on the Meyer guest line. And, you know, Chris, when I saw the Gattis Award announcement, I started to think about this return to glory, reclaiming your name, and how many people connected to Michigan football that have done that inside this season, which isn't over.
It's amazing, and he's not just offensive coordinator of the year. He's assistant coach of the year, Bill. That's even better. Wow. You know, it's either side of the ball, and that's what the Broyles Award is. And I remember when we were at the boat show about 2-3 years ago when he was hired, and we broke the news on your show that Josh Gattis was being hired, and we thought, okay, they're going to be throwing the ball all over the place, and they're going to be spreading them out, and they're finally going to get into the 21st century and everything else. And now he's won this award by doing it Jim Harbaugh's way. And this is the Jim Harbaugh Stanford offense, and they put it in, and Josh Gattis has gotten better and better within the framework of it. It's unbelievable what they've accomplished this year with their offensive line, with the running backs they have. They played to their strengths. They lost their best receiver. That's what people don't remember. They lost their best receiver too, Bill, and they were able to accomplish this with the way that Jim Harbaugh wanted to do it and with a revamped defense. So this is not the most talented team in the country, but it's certainly one of the best teams in the country. Anybody who wasn't convinced only had to watch that game last Saturday to see how far they've come.
And away from that game, it's history now. Michigan, they're Big Ten champions, and all eyes are on the Georgia Bulldogs on New Year's Eve at 8 p.m. Down in Florida. What's the early vibe you're hearing out of Schembechler Hall and in Ann Arbor when it comes to this Michigan-Georgia matchup?
They see a lot of Georgia in them. I think the quarterbacks are kind of similar, and watching that Alabama game, they think they can win. They don't think there's a team out there that can beat them. Now, Alabama is going to be tough, in my opinion, if they get there, and I think Georgia's going to be a tough game for them because they've got such a great defensive line. You saw Michigan had a hard time running between the tackles against Iowa even. They got 211 yards rushing, 67 came on one carry, and then a lot of stuff on the edges with wide receivers on end arounds and things like that, but they found a way, and Gattis got just creative enough. They had a play every week. Every week we said, why didn't they save that for such and such big game or whatever, but they would come up with something different. The halfback pass from Donovan Edwards to Roman Wilson, for example, against Iowa, there's always something that they're exploiting, and that's a sign of a well-coached football team. These guys are doing their homework. So, to me, between that and Mike McDonald and what the job he's done, the red zone, Bill, is where they've really improved the most, and that's where you win and lose games. Teams are going to move the ball on you, and you're going to move the ball, but it's about putting it in the end zone. And what they've done on that side of the ball with Mike McDonald in a year, it's been nothing short of fascinating. In my opinion, he could have won that award just as easily as Gattis.
Chris Ballas from TheWolverine.com, 24/7, everything you need leading up to Michigan and Georgia in the college football playoff semifinals. Also, Chris jumped on the On3 jet and went out to Lincoln, Nebraska, where Juwan Howard of Michigan, I'm curious, the changes they made in that win over San Diego State, that looked like the Michigan basketball team we watched last year. What were those adjustments you witnessed, Chris, and how could that help Michigan as they enter Big Ten play tonight against Nebraska and Lincoln?
A few things. The action were great, and you need a point guard that can get into the lane, and that's what Frankie Collins did on Saturday. He's the guy that he's still got a long way to go. He's not a great shooter, but Bill, when you get in the lane and you can and create where people have to collapse on you and leave your shooters. We saw Caleb Houston break out because of it. We saw some three-pointers from the top from Hunter Dickinson. He's going to continue to shoot that. We talked to Juwan Howard about that. The big center has that in his repertoire, and he can make that when he's set, when he's got all day there, just like John Teske used to. So that's what it's where it starts. And then the effort. I thought the effort was much better, especially defensively. These guys are starting to get a little bit more connected. Musa Diabate will not play tonight. He's got an illness, so it's going to be up to Brandon Johns. Yeah, but he even made some shots on Saturday. They made 12 threes, and that's not always going to be the case, Bill, but you got to make some, right? You have to be able to make some shots, and it's a lot easier to do that when you got a guard that can get in the lane and get you some open looks.
Well, and you had a Hunter Dickinson line, which is normal and expected, 24 points, 13 boards, and I DVR'd and watched that game on Sunday, Chris, and I'll tell you that Collins looks like a true point guard. Jones does not. Jones becomes a role player. Collins can get to the paint, and he can dish. That's it. That's what they needed.
100%. And it's like Xavier Simpson, right? You don't have to be a great shooter to have an impact on your team. You do have to make a few because they're going to go under screens on you and try to make sure that you can't get into the lane. But he's so quick and he's so good defensively, such a great athlete that his ceiling's pretty high in that respect. Now, again, if he can just improve to become like a 34, 35% three-point shooter, Bill, then the sky's the limit for this kid. But you got to have a guy that can at least get the ball up the floor, get you into your offense, get into the paint. Jones, you're right, can't do that. I think there's a role for him on this team, like you said, maybe coming off the bench and hitting some shots, but he's more two-guard than he is point guard. I think they're starting to realize that.
Chris Bowles with Wolverine.com is joining us. I was looking at BigHitters.com. It showed Chris landing at the airport with sunglasses on, telling people, do you know who I am?
That's not me, and you know it's not me. That'll never be me. But, man, I got to tell you, I'm so proud of our team at On3. These guys, we've had more traffic than we've ever had, and the show that we did last week, Bill, was outstanding, and we can't wait to do it again for the playoff coming up. And just been a blast. One heck of a month and one heck of a season. Like you said, nobody would have seen this coming, and so good for the Michigan fan base to be able to experience this again.
Chris Bowles from Wolverine.com joining us on the Meyer Guest Line here on the Huge Show across Michigan. All the bowl numbers are up on the DraftKings Sportsbook big board, and there you have Michigan. It opened at 9, Georgia giving 9 points. It dropped to 7.5, and I was looking for the latest update to see if the Wolverines still at 7.5. It's not moving. Money is staying even right now. Georgia favored by 7.5. And we got the Heisman on Saturday. I don't think Hutchinson will win it. I think Bryce Young won it with his game against Georgia. But the invite is big for Michigan football and big for Hutch, who now is at the top of every 2022 NFL draft board.
He should be. And, God, I hope the Lions keep winning so they don't get to take him. I know, man. I know what you're going to say. But I don't wish that upon that kid. But I'll say this. As hard as he plays, as talented he is, it's who he is. And he's just got a winner in his DNA. His dad, Chris, was on the podcast with us, me and Doug Skeen, my podcast partner, a couple weeks ago. And you can just tell the guy's a winner. So he's going to be great wherever he goes. Just a great family. Just it's been a lot of fun to cover this kid, I'll tell you that.
Chris, we'll talk later in the week, get updates on Michigan and Georgia in the Orange Bowl, the college football playoff semifinal, New Year's Eve at 8 o'clock. I tell you what, there are a lot of guys who, you know, whether it's girlfriend or wives, that are scrambling in terms of New Year's Eve plans that were already put in place. And you have the Michigan game at 8 p.m. because they've been screaming at me, hey, they used to play those games on New Year's Day. Why are they on New Year's Eve now?
I don't care when it is, man. I'm just happy to be there. We've already booked our flights and our rooms down there.
Okay,
and,
heavy hitter. Thanks a lot. Way to rub it in.
Yeah, I got a room for you out back, man, if you come on down.
Oh, great. Oh, look at that. You got to. Hey, we got to. We're right next to Tiger Woods. We're going to stay right there in West Palm Beach.
Yeah, Chris or maybe Malice. Just with Tiger.
What do you mean? You don't have a table for us? Do you know who I am? I know Harbaugh. We love you, Chris.
Thanks, Bill. Thanks for having me, man.
Yeah, he's in Lincoln for the Michigan-Nebraska Big Ten opener. I think it's at a 9 p.m. tip tonight, Michigan time.